And he joins us now, the movie critic and entertainment editor for your River Cities Reader. Ladies and gentlemen, one hand against another makes a lovely noise for Mike Schultz.
Good morning, guys. How is you?
Welcome back, man.
It's good to be here. It feels like it's been a while. I don't know why.
I was thinking the same thing, but we were all here last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We spoke. We talked.
Maybe it wasn't one of those quick weeks.
This week was pretty long.
Yeah.
Was it?
It did feel longer than it needed to.
Okay.
I think.
That might have been it then. Okay.
I can only speak for myself. What have you seen since last time we talked? We were very excited about you going to see Piranha 3D.
I was pretty excited about seeing Piranha 3D too. I wish it was better. You really want that to be good. You really want that to be trash. Spectacular, you know, but it's just kind of just generically bad in general.
It made no money at the box office.
It made no money at all.
But they're going to make a sequel because the reviews were so good. And you're saying maybe the reviews
not yours,
not mine, but about an hour into it, it has what is perhaps the most disgusting scene I've ever seen in all my years of horror movie going.
Really?
It was so gross. Yeah. I loved it. It takes place during a big Girls Gone Wild kind of weekend at this lake in Arizona and stuff. And so it's just filled with, you know, hotties who are just kind of empty-headed and drinking a lot. And they're just so irritating. You're like, just get the piranha out here. Just kind of get them.
And they do.
Hundreds of people die.
Mauled.
That lake turns literally blood red by the end. It's horrible. It is so gross.
Are people running out of the water stripped to the bone?
Yeah, absolutely. Literally stripped to the bone. Yeah. A woman gets her hair caught in the motor of a speedboat and it pulls her face off.
Oh.
It was the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. One guy's trying to escape all the piranha in the speedboat.
Yeah.
And he's running over like dozens of co-eds. It just hurts. I was in heaven for about 10 minutes. It was just insane. So it's almost worth it just for that scene. And for Christopher Lloyd, who is unbelievably funny.
Is he just basically Doc Brown in this one?
He's just Doc Brown. He is as eccentric as you want him to be for about 4 minutes. And he's gone. But it's like, thank you, Christopher Lloyd, for showing up. Yeah.
So how is the crowd?
Dear Marty, it might have appeared that I died. I'm living in the year 2010 at Lake Havasu. The Doc's alive! Doc's not alive! He's alive! He's surrounded by piranhas, but he's alive!
Oh, man. So how was the crowd reacting during that 10 minutes?
All eight of us had a ball, I think. Yeah, but it was eight people. I saw it early, but I really thought that was going to make a whole bunch of money because, that's a fun... that scene alone, it would be worth it to see with like a good 100, 200 people just screaming and cringing.
Yes.
Just cringing.
Now, you're not crazy about all the 3D movies. Was the 3D any good?
No, the 3D's pretty terrible. Yeah. The effects in general. The 3D isn't so bad, but the effects are terrible. The CGI is just really obvious. It looks like it cost like $8.95 per film. It was, it's just too bad. I really wanted it to be great, and it wasn't, but... that one scene, that kind of made the movie for me. So,
girl gets her face ripped off.
Ripped
by
off
a
her head. Oh, her hair is stuck and she's screaming. And he's just gunning the motor, going, "Get me out of here! Get me out of here!" And her whole face rips off. I can still picture it. I saw it a week ago, and I'm like, "I'm still haunted."
It was kind of worth it. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's all right.
What else did
you see? Wow. What else did I see? Let's see. The Switch. Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I'd put it in the top three Jennifer Aniston movies.
Yeah,
I would say.
Well, that's damning
with
faint
what?
Praise.
It's perfectly charming. It's
all right,
pleasant.
Wait. Office Space, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jennifer Aniston movie.
Yeah,
you got me there.
I guess I go with The Good Girl. Do you remember that one?
Good
kind
girl,
of a
yeah.
little indie yeah, drama
it was like
she
a
did
drama
with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Where she's some sort of...
and then this one, Bruce Almighty, I guess, is up there somewhere. That's okay. But it's not. It's hardly a Jennifer Aniston movie.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the one with her and Vince Vaughn? The breakup. That was all
breakup.
Right.
I didn't like that one.
It was all right.
It's fine. But as far as these things go, it was okay. Bateman's really good. They're actually really good together. It's like the first co-star she seems to really enjoy.
Oh, okay.
In a long time, it's not Gerard Butler. Thank the gods. Yeah. But it was great. It was fine. It was pleasant. It was amusing. I had a good time.
All right.
And finally, I do know how this happened. I wound up at Nanny McPhee Returns.
I thought you said absolutely.
You betcha. I said absolutely not catching that one. Yeah. But then, not to name names, but one of the local papers lied on the Showtimes. So I wound up there. I was at home. I didn't have any internet access at the time, so I couldn't check the times online. I was like, all right, I'll trust the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't happen. So I got there, and Nanny McPhee Returns was the only one I had time to catch.
Oh, my God.
It's not good, but yeah. it's whatever. It was fine. It's better than the first one, for sure.
Now,
got some good
is
people
that,
in it.
I'll forgive you if you don't know the backstory, but is that written by, like, the same people that did Mary Poppins? That's, like, a beloved children's book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, well, Emma Thompson wrote it, actually. So,
oh,
yeah.
She did.
So the script isn't terrible. It's just the slapstick is kind of irritating.
But
and,
here's the thing. A magical English nanny... It's been done.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
I mean,
yeah.
To perfection, yes. It's been done.
Yeah.
The fact that you're ugly kid, and not hot,
right,
like Julie
that's
Andrews?
That's really it.
Right. That's the wrinkle?
That's the wrinkle. That's it. Otherwise, it's exactly the same. It's like, okay, troublemaking children.
Uh-huh.
She just kind of appears out of nowhere. And
right.
They learn to, you know, hold hands and clean their rooms, and then she leaves when they're normal.
Well,
again.
Maybe you can't get kids these days to watch Mary Poppins, so here
yeah,
it is
so you
for
get
this
somebody
generation.
With boils and yeah. a unibrow. And then
is
you're
anyone
set.
Else shocked that they haven't done a remake of Mary Poppins with like better CG?
Oh, that's
effects?
Gonna happen, right? At some point soon, I would have to.
They have to wait for Julie Andrews to die.
Probably, yeah. I would think.
Don't
I mean, they did just open on what on Broadway like 3 years ago, maybe, and
yeah,
it's
they
touring
did,
like
they?
Crazy. So
oh, is it?
Maybe that's what Disney's plan was to just do it for the stage.
And
instead.
Then we've got another three this week.
Yeah, what's mm-hmm. the one? Get Low, because I don't have
yeah,
a clip for that.
Get Low. That's kind of an independent drama about Robert Duvall plays a cantankerous old man.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not,
a very
does
old
he,
one.
Yeah.
Does he sing country songs and tango?
He
bands?
Might. He's a backwoods guy who's just old and
about
decrepit
ready to die and
about ready to die and wants to host his own funeral. So he gets news.
I'm
in the
not
going to
let some dago come here and host his own funeral.
Yeah,
German Irish. Well, then listen nice. Here, my Krautmick friend.
And Bill Murray's
perfect.
In this.
Bill Murray's in it. Sissy Spacek's in it.
Tom,
yeah.
You're not a wartime
reviews
consigliere.
Are good. Yeah. So that's that. That's opening at Rave today.
We have a movie called Takers. A notorious group of bank robbers find their plans for one last score thwarted.
Like Thornton Wilder?
Thwarted by a hardened detective. In my brain, that became thwarted.
Mm-hmm.
Thwarted by a hardened detective hell-bent on solving the case. Here's a little bit from the trailer. For Takers in Quad City Theaters today. Well, at least it would have been.
It will be.
Mm. It will be shortly, I assure you.
You're a free man.
Ghost, when did you get out?
I guess you guys kind of lost track, huh? I got a deal we need to discuss. 25 to 30 mil.
That's a lot of money.
Guy's been out 24 hours, already wants to do a job.
Why should we trust you?
I ain't in no hurry to go back.
That's from the movie Takers.
Didn't we just see this Matt Dillon movie? Like at the winter? I'm pretty sure there was the one perfect heist movie that Matt Dillon was in where the security guards
right.
armored.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, it does. It did.
Sounds remarkably
I had that
close to that.
Mike, I had that exact same.
I don't know
I
that
the
these guys are making the claim that it's going to be the perfect heist.
No, probably not. Touche.
Also
Darren, yes.
opening today, a movie that's produced by Eli Roth. We'll be speaking with him in just a matter of moments. The Last Exorcism. Kind of setting yourself up to not have a sequel.
Right.
Right.
Can you promise it's The Last Exorcism?
A fraudulent exorcist finds his faith truly tested when an encounter with a possessed teenager brings him face to face.
How can you tell?
With the devil.
Don't they all seem possessed?
A little bit. Yeah.
Here's a clip from The Last Exorcism.
Hey, baby. How are you doing?
Me and Jenny went out. I met some gay friends.
They were so cute.
Oh, that's from last night's Jersey Shore. Sorry.
I was like, what the hell
that
is
was
that?
Snooki. Sorry, that was Snooki last night on Jersey Shore. Here's a clip from The Last Exorcism. I should just played the clip.
You
yeah.
should have just played that.
Wondered
I could have gone with
known
it.
What
yeah.
was going on.
Hey, afternoon.
You guys making a movie?
A documentary, actually. How's it going?
Good. I like documentaries.
Okay. Oh, good. We're looking for the Sweetser Farm. Can you help
What's
us?
What's your name?
Reverend Cotton Marcus.
Sorry, we're just a little behind schedule, so.
No problem.
The Sweetser Farm, please.
Right. We're going the wrong direction. You want to make a U-turn, actually.
Okay.
You want to take this road, go straight.
Uh-huh.
You see things you've already seen before, keep on going. You're going to hit the highway. Okay? And then I want you to go back where you came from.
Oh. I see. Get the hell out of here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. You'll see the stuff you've already seen.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Do a U-turn. keep going. Well, that's that is an unfriendly person there at the farm possessed by Satan.
Right?
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Normally, isn't that played by like an old character actor like Wilford Brimley, that role? Where it's like, turn around now.
And yeah, also,
it's kind of like the guy in Funny Farm. Hey, Mac, can you tell me the way to Red Bull, Red Bud?
Yeah.
How'd you know my name was Mac? I just guessed. Why don't you guess your way to Red Bud? be Wilford Brimley.
And make sure you get some bran in your diet.
And I got diabetes, too. What do you think of that?
I should have started eating oatmeal a long time ago.
Well, there you go, Mike. I don't know what to make of this weekend.
I don't know either,
getting pretty decent reviews, so we'll see.
Okay, all right.
But this is another one of those weird times where all the blockbusters for the summer are out, and
we're kind of
treading water until the big fall releases come out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's coming out that's going to be
I think that Clooney movie opens next week.
The American?
Previews are kind of good for that.
That looks real good.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike,
we'll give it a whirl. All right, thank you.
We'll be speaking with Eli Roth, the producer of The Last Exorcism, here in just a matter of minutes. In the meantime, here's The Cult, Dave and Darren. It's Rock 104.9.